At Fudan University in Shanghai, a team of researchers used a recently developed gene therapy to restore the hearing of 5 children. Other similar tests have taken place in China, where 2 children's hearing was bettered, and at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where an 11-year-old's hearing was improved drastically. Laura Unger with AP News states that, quote, globally, 34 million children have deafness or hearing loss, and genes are responsible for up to 60% of the cases, end quote. Because some hearing loss is hereditary, scientists are able to use gene therapy to target the cause. The children featured in these experiments have a specific type of deafness, which is caused by a mutation in the gene responsible for a protein called otoferlin. This protein helps tiny hairs in our ears to transmit sound to the brain, and the treatment involves injecting a functional copy of this gene into the inner ear. In the Fudan University study, led by Dr. Yi Laishi, 5 out of the 6 children they tested on went from complete and total deafness to about 60 to 70% of normal hearing. In the study at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which was sponsored by a subsidiary of Eli Lilly, the patient was able to regain hearing after just 6 weeks. However, according to AP News, it is unclear, quote, how long the therapies will last and whether hearing will continue to improve in the kids, end quote. Despite these results, there is an ethical issue involved. Deafness is not a severe, dangerous, or deadly disease like sickle cell or severe hemophilia, which gene therapy is currently being used to treat. There is still no united agreement about the necessity of a gene therapy that targets deafness and hearing loss. In fact, Teresa Burke, a deaf professor and bioethicist at Washington, D.C.'s Gallaudet University, raises the issue that it could be harmful to signing deaf communities. With KCSB News, I'm Alexandria Pack.